We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Chavzayin Amid Beis. We had said in the Mishnah that there's a time for Shacharis, time for Mincha, but Ma'ariv doesn't have a set time. Tzilat Erev in La Keva. You could daven Ma'ariv all night long. So the Gemara is going to be bothered if you wanted to say all night long, why didn't you just say Ma'ariv can go till the crack of dawn? Ma'ayin La Keva. Why'd you use that term that Ma'ariv has no set time? If what you meant to say is you could daven all night long, so that's what it should have said. So what does it mean, Ma'ariv has no set? Ma'ariv isn't set. That's because our Mishnah holds that the whole idea of Ma'ariv is that it is reshut, meaning there are levels in mitzvos. You have mitzvos that are obligatory called chova. Then you have obligatory that are called mitzvah. Then you have obligatory that are called reshut. That's a good question. One day we'll deal with it in Mitzvah. It's not ours again. It's a Mishnah in Sota. Milchemet mitzvah, milchemet chova, milchemet reshut. Tosus and the Tosus Rosh expand on that earlier. Earlier when the Gemara discussed Ma'ariv is a shoot, so the Gemara Tosus discussed that.
Why didn't we see that?
We didn't see that. Tosus in a few places discussed that when we say Ma'ariv is a shoot, that doesn't mean just to forgo whenever you want. No, Tosus Rosh might say it here. Tosus said it earlier. Tosus says it in a few places.
Oh, here he says. Yeah. Reshut.
Oh, okay. Kedeprishus Leil, yeah. Said, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Tosus Ta'a over here. And okay, there's more. Tosus Rosh explains more. Okay, onward. Damar of Yudamar Shmuel, Tfilat Ovid, because we have the following quote. When it comes to Ma'ariv, Rabbi Gamliel Mechavar Vishomer Reshut, Machlok Shom Gamliel Rabbi Yoshua. Amar Abaye, Alacha Kedivram Mechavar, Rabbi Amar Alacha Kedivram Reshut. And we know in general the Alacha is like Rabba. Rabba says the Alacha is like the one who holds it, so Reshus. Tanu Ravanan, we have the following quote. Maaseh b'tamid chadshabat ne Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai came before Rabbi Yoshua when he was still a Talmud of Rabbi Yoshua's Talmud, Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo, tvilat avit reshut chova. He said, wait, how do you rule? Amar lei reshut. Bar lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Amar lo, tvilat avit reshut chova. Amar lei chova. So Rabbi Yoshua, the old sage, says it's reshus. Rabban Gamliel, the young Nasi, says it's chova. Amar lei valo Rabbi Yoshua, amar lei reshut. So the young Talmud Rashbi says, you know, the old Rabbi Rabbi Yoshua, he told me it's reshus. He said, wait until the shield carriers enter the base medrash. The rabbis are called shield carriers because they're fighting a defensive war in Torah. They're not trying to kill the other one. They're trying to defend what they say in the war of logic in the base medrash. When the shield carriers entered, so the one who asked the question stood up and asked, Tfilat avit reshut or chova? How do we rule? Is Ma'ariv reshut or chova? Amar Rabban Gamliel chova. Rabban Gamliel answers chova. Amar lahem Rabban Gamliel chachamim. So Rabban Gamliel turned to the sages and asked, Klum yesh adam shecholek badavar zeh? Does anyone disagree? Amar le Rabbi Yeshua lav. Rabbi Yeshua says no one disagrees. Amar lo v'alom shimcha amru li reshut. So he said, wait a second, they told me you said it's reshus. Amar le Rabbi Yoshua, Amar le Yoshua modal raglecha v'yeidu becham. So Rabban Gamliel calls this old rabbi, the great sage Rabbi Yoshua, calls him by his private name, Yoshua, stand on your feet and let them testify against you. Amar le Yoshua ragla v'amar. So Rabbi Yoshua stood up and said, אני חי, אלמלא אני חי והוא מת, יכול החי להכחיש את המת, ועכשיו שאני חי והוא חי, איך יכול החי להכחיש את החי? If I were alive and he were dead, so I could deny it. But if we're both alive, how could I deny it? He's here telling you I said differently. So I can't deny it, that's true. Hayar Rabban Gamliel Shevet Dovesh Rabbi Yeshua Omed Al Raglav. So Rabban Gamliel was teaching, Rabbi Yeshua was standing. Actually, Nukol Am Amul Chutz Bita Tugman Amot. Until people got really upset. The young Nasi is giving a speech, the old rabbi is standing, and Rabbi Gamliel is making a lesson at Rabbi Yeshua's expense. And so they told the loudpiece, meaning there was a mouthpiece who was the Turgaman, Chutzpit. His job was, he was actually a big rabbi too, his job was to announce what Rabbi Gamliel was teaching. And they told him, that's it, we don't want to hear him anymore, stop. Amrei, so they convened. The rabbis, the students of the academy convened and they said, Ad kama nitzar even ezel, how far is he going to afflict poor Rabbi Yoshua? Last year on Rosh Hashanah, he pained him, he made him come before him with his staff and his money belt to show that he gives in to Rabbi Gamliel's ruling. There was a story with Rabbi Tzadok in the Talmud in Bchoros where the same thing happened. He made him stand on his feet and he kept teaching the lesson. Now it's a third time, three strikes, you're Tavin Avre. Let's kick him out. We don't want him as our nasi. If this is what he's doing, so we want to pass him from the post. So this story needs a lot of work. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say differently? If Rabbi Yeshua holds one way, why did he say the other way?
And what is Rashbi doing? Going around telling people that
they said this and this. Oh, right? And why is Rabbi Yeshua the one who tells Rabbi Gamliel? No one disagrees. And what does Rabbi Yeshua mean when Rabbi Yeshua says, well, if he were dead, I could deny it, but now I guess I have no choice. So obviously this can't be understood simply. We have to explain. And the explanation is long, and you'll see that it actually fits very well in the words. A different time.
Where do you get the explanation?